Hello and welcome to another episode of the After the Whistle podcast. My name is Kale. I'm joined today with gang. I mean, we don't get a full gang over here, but you know, it's just a fight for today. I'm fine. Get over here, Corey. How you guys doing?
Just happy we don't have a full gang today because wow, can you?
Well, I'm the only one today to represent the United contingent, but I'm trying to absolutely place to you.
We thank God because we know you there. You don't have any energy.
I didn't want a United centric part today where everything is.
No. But we hardly do that. So you, mom, there, you thank your absolute stars. That people, the comments. I need people in the comments to go in on Corey and Vancouver just to let them know whose weekend it was. But yeah, if you guys are okay, and in case you missed it, you know, United managed to. Against all the odds, I must say, because everybody, I repeat, every single person put us or wrote us completely off, incapable of winning this game. It was just one game that needed to be won in the season, and this was it. Factually, United's worst performing season since in the Premier League era. And we'll talk about what that means for the manager, as well as the club and the new ownership. But if you guys are okay, I think we can just jump straight into it. Aside United winning the FA Cup, we also have the last team gaining promotion to the Premier League, that's Southampton, winning the playoff against Leeds. So what that means is Ipswich Southampton.
Southampton.
There also seem to be some managerial tapping up going on there.
Move on.
You say move on quick. No. We have that. I have that written down. We also have the Champions League preview, which will be coming up. Jude Bellingham versus Jadon Sancho. What's that going to mean as well? But yeah, let's talk about the game. United versus City. Now, personally, I wasn't able to watch the game. I was indisposed somewhere. There was heavy rains in Accra. But I did get much of the commentary on Twitter like a lot of people do. And it was very evident that, you know, Ten Hag had the same idea from the last time that he faced City, kind of creating a box midfield, not really using wide players to stretch the game, but wide players to get the ball up quickly and, you know, allow players to then join in the attack to, you know, create problems for City. Now, normally these type of games, right, it's very evident that because you've done partying a week before or 2 weeks before or whatever, leading up to the game, there is bound to be some fall off. A drop off in performance.
Some greenishes.
I don't know. I can't remember last year when they were going for the treble after winning the league, whether they celebrated before going for the FA Cup and then went on to go and win the Champions. I can't remember. My memory fails. I may have to go and check after this. But, you know, four in a row, yes, was a huge accomplishment. But you have a repeat of a final which you won the year before. People are saying that it's going to be a walk in the park for you. You have everything going for you because United are down in the dumps. But then these are the type of things which test players. And United, you never know what you're going to get, right? So in as much as some people had some hope that, yeah, we could win the game, it wasn't going to be we'll win the game in 90 minutes. It wasn't we're going to score City 2 in the first half, limit them to a bunch of shots in the second half. We can talk about the defender because that thing has always been a case for United this season where they allow so much attack or they allow so many shots, you know, facing them. You know, so them to be able to beat the odds and able to win the game speaks to what the manager has been talking along. Should I get my players back? I should be able to, you know, mold this team into the team that will play good football, will give better performances, will give genuine results. And as of right now, he was talking the shit. I've won 2 trophies since I've been here. So, before me, I even give my take on it. I'll let you guys, who are football lovers of the game, right? People who don't like to see City win. You've done your hate watching this weekend. And so you have the platform to be able to release the hate from your heart. Me, I have no hate to give. I am just a facilitator. So, I will leave it to Van Gelder to set us off.
I'll start off by saying that congratulations to my boy Marco Correa for making it to the Spanish team for the...
You know, congratulate Mason Mount.
Congratulations to Marco Correa for making it to the Euros. I hope he has a wonderful tournament. I also want to add that if you know you have a game to play and your season ends, don't go out drinking. We've seen it happen time and time again. Like when people are relying on you, when people are relying on you, you just be leaving anyhow because you've already won the league. What kind of rubbish is that? Right now, we forgo play Asni then in Cousins, old time Asni. One. See that?
Yeah, Michael Dapoy.
Asni, Scoop no, Rat no. Yeah, that be the team. We forgo, Scoop no, Rat no, them people. Do I look like I want to be going to Azerbaijan on a Thursday? Come and play.
Estonia. Shall I make mention the countries there?
Romania, Dentis, Hungary, Bulgaria.
Moldova. You ain't gonna kill me, no. Moldova.
Bro, the fact that, see, do you know what annoys me? The thing that annoys me the most is that we can be paired with Nanaya Amposa's club, Petro Club, You know Nanaya Amposa? The guy that be Kotoko Dema CEO. Right now, they own some club for Moldova. Win club good and they win trophies then since. Next like team, I know they play.
We'll first get them on.
Next team, we know now, boom. With Chelsea, then them, they can't play. We did the same group. Bro, I see the coefficient, one. Bro, we did 96,000. The first thing they want to back, they like 42,000. Bro, what's the meaning of this? But, apart from the fact that my hate watch was very uneventful and it didn't happen the way I wanted it to, I want to just comment that I did watch parts. I started watching right when the second goal was scored. And immediately I saw the second goal and the reaction of Manchester City, I said, yeah, Charlie. Then figure their boys out, then lock them. It's not going to happen. United executed their tactical plan to a T. Everybody was on board. Even Pimples Haaland cry was on board. When he came on, it was just it.
See, that's what United people they like. Bro. Some small action, no, they everybody just go they foam at the mouth, say, yeah, the guy they play ball, what.
I'm not sure say good like that, but when he came on, his job was to make sure that he takes it opposite United's pole and just make sure that it stays there. Make himself a nuisance up the pitch so United can, you know, keep the pressure off their defense. And he did that, right? Several times where he used his pace, he used his body well, and he tried his best possible to make sure that the ball was not at United's or in and around the 18-yard, which could cause problems for Manchester United. So kudos to Erik ten Hag. I think he got his tactics spot on. City just looked like they were not on it. Just for like, you know what, we've won the league, we've won Club World Cup, we've won, you know, Super Cup. We have 3 trophies already this season. We don't need to pile on anymore. We are already... Jack Grealish, for one, looked like he was somewhere else and he needed a drink. Which, needs to go for alcohol.
Honest question. I know that there have been some English players, white English players who have gotten a bit of stick, right? If you haven't seen the Beckham documentary, you know, it speaks about how he was abused when he was at United at the time. Harry Maguire is well documented, you know, the type of abuse that he's got based off of price tag and performances.
Yeah.
Now, to be in a team like this, where they spent that amount of money on you, yes, there are a lot of expensive players there, but everyone is kind of justifying their price tag. If not even in their initial season, even their debut season, at least they've kicked on. John Stones at the time, for the amount of money which he came in, ludicrous for an English defender. But a key cog in Guardiola's team.
Mm-hmm.
If you also want to look at Kyle Walker at the time, fullback who came in has just gone and risen to heights and heights. This game has completely changed. When will the criticism start for Jack Grealish? Because
it won't happen. Don't bother. It won't happen. That's what I'm trying to say. It won't happen.
So make we all just, you know, Dave. Because Charlie, I know Labile is somewhere. Labile has his own problems. But I can bet, like, the amount of hate.
No, but you have to understand that a part of that is racism, and the other part of that is xenophobia. You are a foreigner. You have come from outside. You have come here.
My mom came up in La Carentin. Where the foreigner did? He came up in La Carentin.
He's French. So as far as the English understand, they don't care who trained him up. Look, even Garnacho. Cry. If Garnacho slack...
No, really, they gave the performances like that. Yeah.
Bro, then... Is part racism, part xenophobia. If you just understand that, they will never get on the backs of Jack Grealish. They look at him and he's the life of the party. You know, then go find he's not a quintessential
Jesus boy.
He's a boy's boy. You know,
he's a gazer.
Yeah, they don't look. I think that even the English have accepted that this guy. Let's not expect much from him. Is he talented? Maybe. I'm not exactly sure. I can't even put my hand on my chest.
Oh, no. Avila, he was a bit of a maverick player.
He was a maverick player at Villa. So was Barkley at Everton. So I don't want to hear this. He was a bit of a maverick. Mavericks, they're a humble breed.
The guy don't get aura. Okay. Yeah.
You can't play under Pep Guardiola for this. He's going into his third season now. And the thing that you are notable for... Look, I'm not even counting it properly. Going into your fourth season, you are one of the most expensive English players. If you are not
British
the most expensive
players.
He's the most expensive British player, right? And you are notable.
Declan Parson.
But in England, in the EPL, he's the most expensive English player purchased in the EPL, right? Rice. Fair. Do you know what I'm hearing? Jude Bellingham. See, I keep saying Rice.
Rice,
we can say that masterful at breaking, you know, breaking our passing,
doing his job.
You all we can remember is that you're always drunk when your team wins.
Oh, last season that's ball small, but
way balling.
He
wasn't terrible.
Yeah, he balled.
I won't even say integral. I'll say important.
And I'm gonna say he balled. Yeah, he balled.
Let me ask you a question.
Don't ask me what performance.
I'm not asking you what performance. I'm just gonna say, can we hand in heart say that integral, important, whatever word we want to use, he pay off in 100 million? Does he look like...
We thought he'd kick on.
Sorry?
I expected him to be at the forefront this season.
I expected him to be the person that Phil Foden is this year.
He got injured.
Because he drinks too much. Let's speak the truth. How can you be drunk for 3 days consecutive? How?
Join me. Actually, make we all go Korean house. You go see something.
Let's calm down. You know, so for me, it's absolutely. I personally don't expect English fans to get on his back. Maybe at the Euros if he doesn't perform. I don't even know if he's going. Is he going?
I would have to double check.
England's call up is so ridiculous. I don't even know who is going and who's not going.
But this be professional. Not for that they can narrow.
Yeah, but if he's not in the provisional, they know who name him for final. Provisional, you know, make you don't catch that then. Yeah. So I beg, check Gimme. I don't know. I think he might be. He I think he's there just because the coach now on your papa. But if he doesn't ball at the Euros, I think then maybe they might start getting on his back. Should he be kicking on now? But I've already heard a couple of the pundits and commentators make some excuses for him. Oh, Pep Guardiola is not using him right. You know,
he's in.
So let's see. Maybe the Euros will be the straw that brings the camels back.
Let's. I won't make you finish your take on the game.
I finish. Oh, my thoughts on the game there. Yeah, I think United fully deserve to win. Congratulations to them. I'm just annoyed that. And the worst part is Chelsea didn't even make it into like the group stage. We have to go and play playoffs. So if we go film it.
Yeah, hold that.
See, hold I'm that. So annoyed because every year, sixth, everybody
you
finishes
can't do,
sixth.
You can't do. You really kill me. They can't say, actually, post try end of the season. What? Sana. Scoot, no. Rat, no.
You see,
all times
see, all I know be say, ask you know be me per day the way Arsenal day my body, we chop L there.
How Arsenal can chop L?
All I know is
Corey,
that
take over.
Omega, just tell you why Arsenal chop L because now that United have won the FA Cup,
they my best season.
They had a better season than Arsenal. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Okay.
Your
personal opinion.
You will tell me why you don't think so, but yeah.
I'm not going to get that conversation, but let's leave with
and this is why I wish Crack was here. Like Crack would get to the conversation. Me personally, I don't get the energy.
I'm not doing that. Finish it. You want and this thing. There's a tweet about this same United thing. When United finished second and Arsenal finished eighth, they won the trophy. There's a tweet from a Manchester United supporter that said that there's no way Arsenal have better season than United.
I think they're better season.
That's why I closed my case. They have said it themselves. I'm not even going to answer it. On the game,
Just that tweet. Just know that tweet was made by Principalities and Powers against United. That United three guy. He with Principality and Power.
Charlie, so, I never see... I don't want to give free.
Continue.
With regards to the United and City game, I'm just asking why City couldn't have played like that against West Ham. Like...
They're knocking the
ball around. Yeah, we get 73% possession. Yeah, you play the most ball. Well done, man. I think it's 2 goals enter in your net. The first one be mistake from top defender and top keeper. The second one, they calm them out like Thanksgiving turkey. See, they don't see any. That pass from Bruno is one of the slickest, sexiest. Like he caressed the ball into Menu in path. He scored a goal. We know Menu scored a goal, but I've seen players where they did that position and then do a carryover. They take the ball come on. So I have to give it up to United for their persistence. They are played. I don't say they are played. They definitely defended very well. I was actually surprised that their defense was quite solid. There wasn't, apart from when Doku scored, which actually also annoyed me. Because that boy, I don't really see him. And in the last 3 games, Tottenham, and especially this game, he show up. He really touched my spirits. It really touched my spirits. But, I mean, props to them. They got their win. You just have to listen to United fans go on and on and on for the next three weeks.
Do you know the word? I woke up this morning. Then you go see Smiley. Then in the tweets, one Ganacho picture. Afternoon, you go tweet Menu.
Brother, I muted all of some them. Quotes. I muted every United. I muted Manchester United, Carrington, ETH. All see anything.
No. I think you shouldn't mute ETH because then they can't sack him. So. It needs to go see the news.
I just didn't want to see anything. Like, they'll just be going, look what these people have been abusing their players. They shout this guy, make him come out enough. He shouted, then we drove, you know, oh my god, you guys have my heart. You showed me the way. I said, oh my god, man.
But, bro, see, the time when you put guest Koscielny, then things, if you win some FA Cup, you know they celebrate.
When we won those FA Cups, and we hadn't won.
Like
84 years, bro.
Don't forget that last year when they won the when they won the Carabao, for some weird reason they refused to celebrate because we are bigger than Carabao. You know,
wait, baby, meanwhile, they count that as your trophy, and Kasa. You hold on to that. You hold on. I bought two trophies in two seasons.
You know, I will go somewhere, go win more trophies.
I'm going to win more trophies. I said, hey, why are you off Como?
They said,
all you can talk about was the Arsenal game and some offside. All you can talk about is your press conference. And now, I'm going to win trophies. And
Make me more.
Congratulations to United.
Congratulations to United. Well,
we'll give them another 2 weeks or something to go on and on and on before their team play again and show them. I really hope ETH stays because it's just an era they can't end. It's an era they can't start. So, I won't see the era.
He goes. I think by Friday, he's gone.
Okay. I think he stays. I think this trophy has bought him at least half a season.
Well, truthfully, I heard Jim Ratcliffe say 2 weeks ago or something like that he felt that none of the managers at United had succeeded because the structure and the, you know, the system and the environment they can't give them new page and things, give them new jacuzzi. No, be the one where Ronaldo come, the time be 18 or they did a new one, new chef and things. So, all I know
change their culture. They're going to change their culture.
But truthfully, like if, just like, I mean, we'll get into it, I think. But just like Poch, if you look at the season as a whole, can you truthfully justify keeping the manager on?
This is where I'll come in. So I think United have the fan base are very emotional when it comes to the team. So yeah, they expect players to fight for the shirt. They expect the team to play attacking football all the time. They expect the team to win games. They expect the team to, you know, rise up to the occasion when presented to them. They expect all these things. And because of so many expectations, you will see different fractures, you will see different factions, you will see different takes, you will see different beliefs as to how the team should proceed. Now, I know people who very much Ten Hag out. I know people who are very much give the manager another season. I know people who are very much like, yeah, Ten Hag all the way. Like, he's the guy that will take us to where we want to get to. I personally, I lean on him being given another season for the mere fact that it is evident that he has not had the squad that he wanted to use. Now, people will then argue that, yeah, you had Postecoglou fighting injuries. Madrid also.
Everybody get injuries, though. Ancelotti, yeah, everybody get even, injuries, though.
You know, everybody get injuries. So it is evident that this guy doesn't seem to adapt well. That is a point which
the Ineos team would take into consideration. But then if he is also to say that if you get me these profile of players so that I have enough depth to be able to play this, because you see that if we play this way, we are very much formidable. If we have teams who want to press against us, we are a threat. If we have teams who are in a low block, we are overpowering them. So he has a case to make. And so the Ineos team too would also have to look at it as a whole and be like, okay, fine. If a structure didn't exist before we got here, which was, he's been here for 2 seasons. The first season, good football, was able to get a trophy. Sorry, was able to get a trophy and qualify for the Champions League. And so, yeah, he has bought some time. Then the second season come, so many setbacks. Then you have the change of ownership. You have, I think he had also player fighting and the Sancho situation and all these things. But who
they manage the squad?
Yeah, it'd be you where you manage the squad, though. But United in itself has been a very much manhandled team for years. So if a Dutch person is looking to create structure, and Dutch people are known to be very, very, very strict and forthright in the way that they handle themselves, and it's not going to be a quick fix, because people would then link it to Arteta, who was very hardline in the type of team that he wanted to build, right? You had high earners like Aubameyang, who he had to get off the wage bill, and was also reportedly causing problems for the team. He also made a mistake and got Nicolas Pepe on high amounts of money and was not able to use him, so had to also ship him off.
Hey, boss. He forced past Anthony because. So I see more free kicks, I see more goals, I see more contributions. Make you not do that comparison ever again, eh? This will be your first and last money. Make you not try to do that comparison again.
Put your man on your own rankings. I give you people respect. Make people just answer, give me the score respect. But yeah, if there have been mistakes, but who said he picked way in all force? I know there's at least one player where he did that team where he picked Vieira.
Where's your Malafia head? Vieira is problematic for me right now. For me, I'm done with that boy. But I want your guy has a lot more misses than hits.
I don't think
he has,
so.
How many hits? He has like one hit.
Isn't Martinez the only hit?
Martinez is the only hit he has.
Onana had a shaky start.
He's the only hit.
Onana had a shaky start.
Relax.
If you won't go by this season, or you won't go by last season. Which one you won't go by?
I won't go by all seasons. Casemiro. Okay.
Yeah. Was it his? Well, no, be Sanquas this season. No, be Sanquas last season. So make you know, do revisionism. Bank.
I don't know if he was that good last season.
He was good when they were comparing Casemiro and Partey, who good then. Make a call, Kawawa, for you.
If you call Starboy right now, trouble will happen for you. Calm down. Maybe just move on. Anthony
be this season. And that one there be very clear.
Anthony will be this season.
It be last season.
Anthony be this season. Yogurt. What be his name? The yogurt guy.
Who be the yogurt guy?
Vegas or something.
Chale.
Relax.
All those balloons.
Okay.
And all those were
Ericsson.
Eriksen was very clear. Was very, very, very clear.
So
that
basically, you want a player that has a
beyond the first season, he could fit out in 5 games.
Malaria.
He had
last season. Was he any good?
He was decent enough. You'd expect instant hit, right?
You're saying that he has one hit.
And I said, I don't
one
think
hit,
he has
zero,
one hit.
All misses, one think, hit, no, all misses.
The misses plenty, but the hits no be one pair. That's the point I'm trying to make to you. Because Haaland this season, people will say that's hits because as a lone striker, where he still fit, put up numbers where he put up.
Bro, he didn't even...
Don't look at me like that.
And Jackson... He didn't outperform Jackson. Who broke past who? Jackson is 22. Jackson is 22.
Jackson has played center forward. Relax, Jackson, let's use the same yardstick
for everybody. If you could take the same yardstick, beat Havertz, you could take the same yardstick, beat whoever you could take, beats no.
How much is 21 years old?
Jackson is
1 year old, Jackson gets
support around them. They will fit move players around them. Haaland be the only person in the position that where he did play for. What should they try to tell me?
Let's go post some stats. Just know that Jackson's support striker was Armando Broya, who was coming off a knee injury. Just know that. My man did not have anybody to learn from.
That's what I'm telling you.
But he has been a center forward all his life. Jackson only started playing.
No, chop. Make I just killed this thing. Jackson in XG this season be 18.6. He get 14 goals. Haaland in XG be 7.6. That's not even a comparison, bro. Look, they're not in the same league.
Yes. So how can he be hit?
Relax, so he get people
we
with
are
them.
Comparing Trasako to Zongo.
Relax. You are the one who brought Jackson in there. I'm saying that for
no,
my team.
No, because you are saying that Haaland is a hit.
I'm saying for my team.
If United fans have spent all season. Colin Jackson,
as the only center forward in that team, where them know they give him any assists, them know they service him. He now he for fight for every ball for himself, and he's the only person to learn that in that position. I'm even shocked that his XG is even above 5. Because you have selfish players like Rashford. But I try to tell you, put Nketiah for anywhere. If he get people where he will feel learn off of, he go show you something. Even for your team, self-crack, he will show you something.
Make a basic question. Okay,
I can't build my point.
This guy, let's not forget, he cost you 75 million. That's the first thing. Let's assume inflated market.
Prospect, how much, Steve?
We're not for check for this thing top because we get other things to talk about.
I just finish my point quick. Two, he has been trained as a center forward all his life. Jackson only started playing center forward last year in Villarreal when their main striker Moreno was injured. He played 12 matches as a center forward. Where we go by him, Chelsea did not have any other striker. The person Jackson was supposed to learn off of was Nkunku. Nkunku was injured 3/4 of the season. Jackson was paired together up front with Armando Broya. By January, as Jackson, they left go AFCON, then Broya too, they left go Fulham. Broya was so bad at Fulham. Fulham paid us $4 million for not even fulfilling enough of the games he was supposed to play. So, if somebody defeat go AFCON 2 months, the time he go AFCON come, then
that's a very good point. He went to AFCON and came back and still outperformed Hoyland. He is nowhere close to being ahead.
That's forward. Let's move on.
Relax. Who do you think?
Make a finish.
That drop deep to come and assist, create chance for himself. Boga, nobody touched Jackson. So if United fans, they call him the striker.
What be your XG versus my XG?
Oh, Wafa. Me, I don't know what the XG.
So me, and I talk, say, for team way, they get negative goal difference, self-crack. They know even they create score goals. They know even they score goals for fun. Right? For somebody in that team to at least get above an XG of 5. He did create for himself. He did move for himself. To me, he tried. That's the only point I'm trying to, because the whole team underperformed that department. No, you don't get what
I just want to remind. I just want to remind you that United, when he scored 5 goals in the Champions League, United fans were saying it will happen in the league. It's just a matter of time. And at that time, they were saying he's a better striker than Jackson. And Jackson is the BDBB. All of a sudden. How you score 5 goals in the Champions League first half of the season?
Go talk to those United fans, because right now, where are they? The only point I try to make, so say we go fake cut this thing top. We say Ineos have a job on their hands in trying to assess what this season means, because this man has had problems. It is very evident. The football wasn't great when the problems were there to show. He was resolute in every single thing that he did. Try to foster unity when the team too showed a lack of belief, a lack of character, and all that. Never sold them out. So it was always about them not performing to the standards which he has set. That has been the difference this season between him and the other managers. Because when the football was there and the results were in there, it was like, yeah, this manager has taken us to as far as we can go. A lot of people believe that this manager hasn't taken us to as close as we can get, but he has been successful in 2 seasons by winning us trophies. Because, again, the football this season, it was there to show that we didn't concede too much, we didn't face too many shots, we know the face score enough. And so if that's what Ineos wants to use to, you know, sack the man, he go talk, say, yeah, all right, cool. But me, wherever I go, I win trophies. And as far as we've known him in his senior, ever since he took up a senior management role, he has won trophies. So, a day them are there. May Marlington be say, one more season. I'm not saying Ten Hag and Ten Hag, guys. I'm giving him one more season. So, you know that. We go through, move on. Because this thing there is going way longer than I expected it to. So, that even then ties into another Manchester manager. With Pep's contract coming to an end at the end of next season, people will say, Charlie, make it left. But do you think he can at least stay for 2 more years and say, oh, you niggas want to play? All right, I'm winning.
See, the evil he has done.
It's enough.
If you call your career at this point, you go if you talk, oh, you know, I go England, I dominate. I go Germany, I dominate. And it just be Italy, you know, going. You go if you take Italy, do swan something, you know, close everything. But see, for England, I did beg him. I did thank God they beg him. I know, see, they speak to spirits. I know, see, they train for spirits. But see,
you talk to the spirits
for whole house. See, go and sit on the coastline of the Catalan coastlines and see whether you will feel since Sam Moses and since then to make it close. Why? Ah, it can't trivialize one a whole league. See, you go do everything you go do, you go everything, you go struggle, you go get entries, you go plug and play.
Straight away they talk with such experience. They jump
up. See, he go do everything. Then Pep will say, ah, but what this guy, as he said, this guy really did stress him for you. He stress him for you for no reason. Because from how human being day every year from December, they know they lose game. Why? It be gala, it be, see, make it go house. I don't want make me keep long for this topic talk. But girl, that make you not can't talk, plenty, give arguments about who be, see, make it just live. And it not be about who, I don't think he will leave. You see, he can't have this anger for, look, even as a play football manager, I go if you take one team, do 30 years after that challenge. I said, after the, like the 10th league, I'm tired. Make he left. Make him go find some Catalan, then go bed. We not get it here.
So Canada or Granada?
Catalan. In Catalan, people know.
As you say, make a lot of talk, say, I don't think you go, so I'm not getting anything at.
Okay, well, there any chance just to give you quiet. All right. But you go talk for this one, because we come straight to your team. So, earlier on this week, I know you wanted to talk about Poch, but we said I would talk about it this week. So, what do you have to say about your manager being sacked, despite pushing you to a lovely, 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 lovely. Now, where you finish, seven?
To Europe. He pushed them to Europe.
No, Europe. But before talk about Europe, well.
No, but Romania not be Europe. Bulgaria not be Europe. Hungary not
I said, we for talk about Europe. We for talk about Europe.
He pushed them into Europe.
We for talk about Europe, well. If we get, lovely teams like Atalanta winning the Europa Cup, some kind of level be there. But we know they say the Champions League, but we did not. We did talk to be some kind of level.
But Kale, very low key. We actually need to discuss English performance in these. In these.
We don't need to discuss it. We need to discuss Manchester United and all these other stuff. Every day they chop head and forth.
Breathe. Pusa.
Because every time Chelsea and Liverpool. Every time Chelsea then Liverpool they go, they go far. If these useless people, Red Devils, they go there, group stage, that'd be why all you had to do was qualify out of your group, and England would have had a position. Would have had five people in Champions League, which means this UEFA Cup, we all they go to Europa. But no. Team Kessie, Nyansa, with your pimples, Haaland. Five goals.
Where?
Chop last.
Where?
Chop last.
Where?
Do you know how embarrassing it is? You chop last in a group with FC Copenhagen.
Charlie, you know for disgrace, the shame. You know the disgrace. No. You know for disgrace. I say you know what shame is shame. You know for disgrace, the disgrace. No. We already know. We did talk and say, yeah, this season, yeah, we flop. But yeah, make it no come from a player like that.
So sorry, that'd be the discussion we for have. It'd be Manchester United. Every time then they go there.
Wait for crack then. May I go bring my couples? Not be you people you can't sharp on my top.
But I think I started saying he should go in March, I think. I thought he didn't impress me. For an experienced manager, yes, he had a lot of injuries to deal with. Yes, but he still had...
It was a young team too.
I can take on board all of that, but it shouldn't take you 33 weeks to start playing well.
It speaks to the level that these players thought. They did not... No, I'm sure that they did not anticipate.
No, I'm sorry. It is coaching. First of all, the reason why we didn't finish higher, because at the end, we finished 5 points behind Aston Villa. We could have been fourth if you didn't draw with fucking Sheffield and, sorry, fucking Burnley. You played 2-2 with 10-man Burnley. Sheffield shipped 66 goals.
this is why there's a company they go buy him because of that game. So make you know, do like say he be top manager. Make you know,
that is totally different. But
yeah, they talk true.
He won 1 in 10 or 1 in 5 at the beginning of the season, and that is why we are not playing Europa League or Champions League football next season. So if you take on board the season in totality, and let's not forget, he lost the Carabao Cup to Liverpool's under 22. Let's not forget that. If you take on board the entirety of the season, 5 games is not good enough, in my opinion, to maintain him there. Secondly, could he realistically say, and I believe this by mutual consent was actually by mutual consent, because he kept saying, why are we always asking if he thinks that he's going to be retained? Why are they not asking if he and his staff feel they should also be, you know, they would like to continue? And I think philosophically, the club and him were two different places. What the club was looking for and what he was looking for, in the end, it didn't converge. And in the end, he had to go. Whether the replacements they are going for, and I'll touch that, is better or is the right choice, me, I don't know. But if you ask me, that was Pochettino, were they right to sack Mauricio Pochettino? I say yes, based on his performance last season. I don't think it was good enough. I think it was a disgrace for a manager of, first of all, for a manager of his level of experience. If he was inexperienced, let's say he was a McKenna, or he was a, you know, someone younger, I would be a bit more graceful. So, you know what? He's still young. He's a young manager himself. He's like, no. But Poch has experience in bags. So you can't tell me that this is the performance. You can't tell me that we play against a team like Leicester and they are much better in possession than us. They look more confident in their attacks than us. They have patterns of play, and you play chaos ball. If your best player in the whole season was, I mean, taking away Kupama, who is absolutely brilliant by himself, was Conor Gallagher, then it's a problem. Then it's a very big problem. So for me, he had to be sacked. Now, coming down to this new guy they want to appoint, I don't know what's going on there. And truthfully, I'm not involved. Can't be bothered. I can't be bothered, because at the end of the day, they are going to appoint whoever they think is good enough for the club. What I want is simple. They've staked their necks out. Those hideous twins, Paul Winstanley and his brother, what's his name? Lawrence Stewart, the sporting directors. This is the third appointment they've made. Last year, after a thorough and exhaustive process, they brought us Poch. This year, by all indications, they'll bring us a manager who has never managed in the Premier League before, who has just done one season as a head coach with Leicester. At the end of the day, if it doesn't work, as the the team news or the, you know, the Comunicado official Chelsea version have to be 3. As they are sacking the manager, the 2 have to walk as well. That's all me I have to say. Because we can't put you in charge of another process. It can't work. It can't work.
Restarting everything all over again, and then, you know, we'll see where we land.
I think the first mistake Todd Boehly and Bernard Eghbali made was to appoint those two hideous twins. They are just not of the level of Chelsea Football Club and what is required at Chelsea. And if your sporting directors are terrible, Manchester United fans can attest to that. It seeps down to your
rather
coaching.
Rather than the Usman excuse.
Facts, facts are sacred. It's true. We've not had a good sporting director for years. And because of that, it shows in the caliber of players you sign. It shows in the kind of deals you do. It shows in the kind of coaches
you go
for. The
years really just be two or one, or I'm bugging.
Two.
It'd be two. it can't be plural, no. Years, like, it'd be 50, it'd be decades and centuries.
I get you. If you're going to spend this, if they had even just one person who was far more experienced at building a squad than these Hideous Twins, we'd be in a far better position. How have you spent over 600?
All this amortization, all this amortization, and gang, quang. It's for kids who have the potential. So it's up to a manager who is able to get, you know, to coach, like you said. And if Poch, I don't think Poch had his time at Southampton is the best case. It is where, like, he was forced to use academy people as well as, you know, mixing.
No, I'm talking about well because, well, there's a point. There's a point in Tottenham where he had to, for 18 months, they didn't sign anyone for him. So he was forced also to use. And look, I don't have a problem. Look, as I always say, I don't have a problem with whatever direction you want to go. But if you say you're a sporting director, you are paid millions a year, the very least I expect from you is that the squad that you are building, the team and the players that you are buying, you can, one, identify the profiles that should merge together. And two, a coach that is able to, you know, put together this team that you have brought, you've assembled. But after a thorough and exhaustive process, first they brought us, what's his name? Graham Potter. Then after another thorough and exhaustive process, they brought us.
You just Poch. Wanted to Brighton. That'd be all. Just talk out.
Personally, I think they probably should have just bought Brighton. If you are just going to keep taking everything from Brighton. We've taken, 15, 16 people from Brighton since they became owners.
Players and staff.
Players and staff. Even just last month, or 2 months ago, some guy, Sam Jewell, head of BBBB, Academy BBBB, came from Brighton. So, for me, as I said, it's not a problem that you want to give it to these two men.
It's Americans talking to Americans, but yeah.
At the end of the day, bro, if this coach doesn't source, this Enzo Maresca guy, if it doesn't work, you know, I'm reading now that the contract is 5 years, whatever. They really believe that he's the right coach for these boys. Maybe he is. And for their sake, I hope that he is the right coach. I want my club to do well. So I hope that he's the right coach. But if it sound far, the sporting directors will have to go. In my opinion, they have to go.
Mm. You know what? For me, it's interesting you're saying that you're happy they sacked Poch. I thought it was a wrong decision. Chelsea seem to keep making the same mistakes over and over and over. And I don't understand. These Toboli and guys, whatever his name is, it's like they don't learn. One of the main problems I have with this is this 5-year contract that people are giving this guy. Untested, we know CC he do anything. We haven't, the unknowns are a lot. But he just got automatic qualification. The unknowns are about 5 years. Hire the guy. I don't have a problem with that. 5 years, he chow too much. It's the same thing you did with Potter. They jumped the gun and Potter, no, they give him, and they gave three. Him five.
No, I think they gave three. Him three. They gave him three. Five. Yeah, actually, yeah, it was five.
It was five. They gave him a 5-year contract.
Yes, it was five. That's why they had to pay out so much money to.
Yeah, and then it's like they're setting the guy up to be rich. If the guy doesn't hit the ground running and start playing Arteta and Pep Guardiola, as you put out the job post, no, they say the manager for be able to compete with Arteta and Pep. Go head to head with Arteta and Pep.
You see, and this is what I'm saying. You know for a fact that the squad you've built is young.
They can't.
You know for a fact, bro. The Carabao Cup final was the first final some of the players we used in that game had ever played in. So there was no difference between the players we had and the Liverpool kiddies where they can't play. So at the end of the day, for me, if you sorry to catch you, but at the end of the day, if you are going to, if you know for a fact that this is a young manager, this is a young team, why on God's green earth is your task to them to make top four? Just because you think they are very good players and they have that potential.
They expect the manager to be able to coach. And you know what? Poch came into a mess. He stepped into a mess. He didn't step into a team. Like, everybody keeps using Arteta as an example. The guy finished eighth, fifth, second. Like, it wasn't, he didn't come in and then start challenging City. And like, it took time. It took time, a lot of money, a lot of dissection, players that we couldn't make it and things. And they keep forgetting that Arsenal suffered before we got what we are getting. But these people, it's just like, you get hot stick. If you take the hot stick, come, hey, it's too, come away. The stick touches small makes you say, yeah, life is not always rosy, but they always want the rosy thing. This 5-year contract, you give this guy. If he comes in the first 6 months, he win three games, he draws six, then lose seven. Question mark. They're going to start, Mariscal support is a pressure would be in top.
And that's
more pressure than what was at Leicester. And so this decision that they've taken, that they want to just hire any young manager that Pep has trained, make it kind of replicate what
I don't think that's what they're doing. Because if that's what they're doing, then they wouldn't have tried to sign McKenna or even talked about De Zerbi or Thomas Frank, right? Even to some extent, Ruben Amorim as well. So I don't think that's what they're doing. From all intents and purposes, they've been impressed by his attention to detail about our squad, including players we have on loan, including players we have in our academy that could make the jump up into the first team. So basically, his style of play, his attention to detail, that's what has impressed them. There's an article that I have yet to read, but a portion of the article is talking about how he went to Leicester. And they're talking about how when he first came to Leicester, before he got the job, he had already watched all the matches that Leicester played the season before, the one where they were relegated. He watched all their games to see what tools he was going to work with before he even started the job. So clearly the guy has an attention for detail, right? He likes it. He has a style of play. Positional, me, I don't understand any of this tactical nonsense. The only style of play I understand is win, finish. I don't understand triangle, tactical, inverted left back, inverted right back, pressing, defensive striker. I don't understand any of these things. If you win, your style of play is good. That's all I care about. But at the end of the day, again, you as a sporting director should be able to identify that this is the kind of coach that can work with these kind of players. His style of play, his method of coaching blends well with the kind of players that we have assembled, right? I don't think they are not prepared to suffer.
Changing managers too much for those guys to even buy players that suit. You've changed 5 managers in 2 seasons.
Let's stop saying 5.
How is any sporting director supposed to keep up with that? So they're trying to build a squad and find a manager that fits it. The analogy you are given, I don't think is accurate.
But that is exactly what they're doing. they hear what I tell you. They are building the team. They make their own projects. They've sat down. They've said this project, this is how we want it to be. You as a coach, your job is to coach. Finish. You don't tell us who to buy. Maybe we will, if we want to buy somebody, we might ask you. Because, for instance, they had a chance, apparently, to sign Ansu Fati.
After failure.
I agree with you. If that is how they want to go, then there's absolutely...
Yeah. If the manager can't have players because, as he wants... No.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. It's not just... And that's why I'm saying, if it doesn't work with Enzo Maresca, the two sporting directors, the Hideous Twins, Paul Winstanley and Laurie Stewart, must also be fired. Because at the end of the day, they have ultimately failed at their job, which is rebuilding Chelsea squad and finding a suitable coach for the squad. For me, I know the best could and they go take. They can bring Thomas Frank. If the 5 years is not confirmed,
I still think this was very premature. Only because
I don't agree, but that's fine.
I mean, obviously you've made your stance. The thing is that the way football is these days is either you are building for instant success or you are building for long term success. There are some teams that are able to find a way to build it whilst in transition, and that's where that's where your money shines. Now, Madrid is, I think, the perfect example where you had a cluster of older, experienced players that they wanted to bring in newer, younger talent. And I think that particular environment, you have to succeed. First of all, you must dominate your league first before you can even go on to go and conquer Europe. But these guys, even show, whilst they are in transition, they are a top-performing team. And that's what other teams hope to emulate. Now, Spain itself is not really a strong league like that. And I'm not even talking disrespectfully to any of the Spanish teams who are able to go to Bernabéu and win, or at least match Real Madrid in a game of football and beat them. But it is evident that the expectations over there allow for these players to kind of thrive. Not to say that Chelsea doesn't have that environment, but they bank so heavily on youth, where any coach who comes in, it will be very difficult to get them to at least play at a very high level. You could see clear mistakes. Now, you put players like Enzo and all that who already have some qualities in stepping into that leadership role. But again, new league, all these things which come with it. So I'm not saying that everybody's doing their job wrongly. I'm saying perspective has to be taken into account. Not to say that you guys we're talking about Liverpool, like, we regret firing Poch, and Chelsea, it's very clear that the plan that they are trying to put together, someone will be successful with them. Very, very, very unfortunate that it wasn't Poch. But it's where you deserve to be. After that one day, that's my stance.
But I understand what you're saying. But again, my point why Poch had to be sacked, they gave him only a 2-year contract. So this summer, it was one of two things. If we believe you've done such a fantastic job and you are still the manager for us to go into the future, we extend that contract for you. Chelsea could not see themselves doing that. Pochettino himself had certain reservations about, not just limitations, but also he himself had reservations about how
that type
Chelsea's
of, all right.
how Chelsea's structure is being formed and built. And for instance, Chelsea we massively performed badly at set pieces. Like, if you had a corner, a free kick, something, this season it was almost sure banker that you score a goal against Chelsea. When they offered at the start of the season to Poch, look, let's get in a set piece specialist who will help you to coach and bring, he said no. He already has somebody on his staff who can coach it. By the end of the day, it didn't work. So what did Chelsea do? They went ahead and signed a set piece specialist anyway. Now it's up to Poch whether he wants it or not. I mean, now he's not there, but he was due to start. This guy is due to start. Brentford's set-piece specialist. He's due to start, I think, preseason into next season. And if Poch had stayed, Poch would have been forced to work with this guy. Now, the question is, does Poch want to work with this guy? First of all, he had already expressed high reservations of not wanting to work with him. He has a close knit of people he works with, and that's it. Next summer, in 2025, Chelsea is going to play Club World Cup. The owners take it as a very serious competition. They hear World Cup and all, they say, World Championship, we have to win it. So, if they have reservations with Poch, whose contract will end before the Club World Cup even starts, and they don't think they will extend it, then I believe there was no point in keeping him. So, let's mutually agree to terminate the contract. Let each of us go your way. You leave with your stock still high. You might walk into the Manchester United job or some other.
Relax. Chill. I think.
What do you relax? Am I lying?
Make we close up. Corey, you the host for this weekend, or me anyway? Me, I don't get.
What's going on? What's going on this weekend?
Champions League.
We have clash of. Do I want to call them Titans? But Sancho way he did all clash.
It's not one the Titan. Chelsea saved the score them. Then we Titan. Maybe I'll go for them.
I forget the Champions League final Saturday.
That's what happens when you are eliminated in the quarterfinal. You forget.
Oh, don't you want to get there? No. You look for it in this.
Except in that, it's Dortmund versus Madrid.
Uh-huh.
That's my issue.
Stranger things are happening in football. Stranger things are happening in football. Marcus Royce playing. Relax. Make I just paint a picture. Marcus Royce, who has a very what relation do I? How do I want to describe it? Like people from afar, they like him at that. I think when we all really play FIFA, you get the streets. FIFA 11, FIFA 12. That Dortmund team was nuts. Him, Götze, Błaszczykowski. Then Lewandowski. Terror. That one, I not say I get hours in that game. The last time that he go Champions League final was at Wembley against Madrid and lost. Right? That be the season where Lewandowski go bang, go spot all, take them go. Oh no. I may have got the final, but like that be the season where it was against Bayern. Sorry. It was against Bayern. Lewandowski banged Madrid out. Go face Bayern for Wembley. Way Bayern win. Right? He hasn't been anywhere close to Champions League because of injuries and rah. Now, it's his last season where he has found some bit of form, has been able to help Dortmund qualify for the Champions League again, as well as get them to the final. He's going to Wembley again, up against Champions League Giants. Now, stranger things have happened in football. And we don't know whether the football gods will be so merciful to shine upon him to say one last time. But I know United fans will be hate watching. Or some United fans, not all United fans. Some United fans will be hate watching for that Sancho game. Because if you come back to the club car talks, you will be chopped 10 cap for England. May I go Europe, go conquer.
True.
He will come and face this man, and it's not if he thinks he's going to outlast Ten Hag there, that'd be childish mindset in itself. So I don't know whether the club may even want to, like, they'll try and find a solution.
I think just like what be name, Mason Greenwood, or he who shall not be named, sorry, but I bought my name already, just like he too. Then say they'll go sell up. I think they'll sell something.
I just
want to make this prediction that the way all the finals we've seen so far have not gone the way they are supposed to go. So Leverkusen, I mean, that one was a bit dicey, but Leverkusen were favorites to win. They lost.
They were favorites to at least take the match to a level.
Atlanta scored them three. Look,
and all these finals, it'd be one touch.
No penalties, no extra time. So
we settle on the goalhouse.
Yeah,
Euros they come. We for prepare.
We for go. We for goalhouse. Quick. United beat City. I think Dortmund will just finish it off and beat. But okay. I can't see past. See, on one hand,
Then they go for number 15.
I don't even know the
Spanish name.
Something. Then go find something. Give them. But the thing is,
they find already
that chinkwa something. It be of course five be chinkwe or something like that. Hey. So basically, the way I see this Vinicius guy, this end of season, the way he pick form, he did do some countings for the wings. Be like he did train, say, Master Mbappe Uba, my bomb position. So, maybe, I don't know, but I'm going to stick my neck out and say, Dortmund to beat Real Madrid in the Champions League final.
Okay. Crack. I said, crack. I'm more certain of Madrid beating Dortmund than I was of Manchester City beating United.
So, like, they don't take play.
It's at least, see, this one they don't take play, I swear now. This shall see if we come.
Oh, make we clip this. So say Monday morning.
I will talk this thing.
See, Smiley, I beg to go ahead, clip this one. I've never been so certain. Fine. Make the boys just shine on my face.
See, this Royce thing you they talk this, nice master Royce never be the level of Madrid. What Madrid are bringing us onto that field, bro. Bellingham will lose final last. He can't get a sweet taste of trophies for La Liga and things. Then this one he go GI Massa.
If this thing no fall top, we get Corey Trey for here. All right.
Yeah, they can't ban them. Yeah, I know we'll take anything.
So Madrid
win. I think I'm going to the altar.
Me all I know be say because me I the kind there Saturday the big watch up because we. Oh, chairman.
I beg.
Cool down for my feet. Cool down for my feet. I see the fresh haircut. It's cool. Then we might as well just charge it at this point of the episode. Charlie, you guys do all. We don't get any FPL things, but then Euros they come. So hopefully we'll get more information out to you guys. Thank you guys for rocking with us all the way up until the end of the episode. Salute to Smiley and Crack, wherever they are. And Charlie, salute to you guys as well. I love to all of you fans as well, Charlie.
For shout out, Starboy Kawawa. Stop.
Stay away for a member. Shout out to Kawawa as well, Charlie. We'll catch you guys on the next one. 18 dominates the conversation.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production. Catch up on episodes and discover more shows from our network on listen to gcr.com.